right, joining us now, he is from Underwear for Men, John Poladin. What's going on, John?
Good morning. How you doing, Mike?
This is Mark. We're doing good. You know, at the merchandise show, it was you see a lot of apparel, and I'm always amazed at the amount of apparel companies
right.
that pop up. You guys were at the show, underwear with a twist, I will say, and kind of give me your 60-second commercial.
Actually underwear without a twist.
Well, without a twist, but give me a 60-second commercial on your product, and then we'll get into it a little bit further.
And nobody likes twisted underwear.
True.
We offer a very unique form of underwear that's based on a patent that's adjustable support. We're the only boxer brief underwear that provides both isolation to prevent chafing and rubbing, sticking, all that kind of nasty stuff, as well as actually providing support. So it'll keep you comfortable out on the course.
All right, well, you know, there's sort of an arc to men's underwear usage. We sort of begin and end our lives in a diaper, and then there's like underoos, and then there's tighty whities, and then we get into the sort of cotton boxers, and then somebody finds a boxer brief, and then some people go to a compression. Is this like the next phase? Is that why you saw a need? There was a window that was open in the underwear spectrum for something to be better?
Well, you mentioned the tighty whities, and, you know, those are not very cool these days. Their actual traditional compression underwear or boxer briefs really do not provide support. They kind of just mash against your thigh. And I was never comfortable in any of that kind of stuff. So we needed to invent something better. And, and getting out on the courts or any kind of hot weather activity and having a chafe, that can get pretty brutal.
I mean, so this was a problem solving effort for you. Are you typically a textile guy? Have you been in fashion design and clothing? I mean, what's sort of the history of the guys that decided to come up with this?
Well, not at all, actually. I'm actually an automotive engineer originally.
Wow.
And I've done a lot of things, building products, consumer electronics, but really wanted to do something entrepreneurial, and then I had a unique personal need, and that turned into a patent, and it turned into a product, and it turned into a business.
So I know you've got for different sports, and you've got all kinds. I mean, we've got briefs, you've got boxer briefs, you've got a sport, everyday, work, medical, big and tall. Are these all different types, or is it kind of using the different ones for different aspects? I mean, kind of give me a feel for all the different tabs that you have on your website.
Well, it's a... it's the same concept and technology in all those different styles. You know, briefs, boxer briefs, and the long boxer briefs to go down to the knee and prevent any kind of a write-up situation for guys that got the more muscular thighs. And then we do seven colors and two different materials. We have a heavy-duty polyester and then a lighter-duty bamboo viscose. So, yes, it's really the same technology, and it applies to sports, be it golf, basketball. We have guys that we support doing Spartan racing and Tough Mudder and all those kind of things, to the more everyday kind of wear that you might want to wear out to play 18 holes.
All right, so how do you test these products? Do you call up your buddies and say, hey, I want you to come over and test out some underwear, or you get people to do this?
Well, actually, my wife is a surgical nurse. And her team is one of our best testers because they kind of tell it like it is.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't hold anything back.
Yeah, well, we're having a hard time holding things back here. I mean, this is a tough interview to do on radio. When you talk about, and I don't even know how to do this, when you talk about isolating, like the manhood, this is your cash and prizes, right? And it somehow gets isolated. Why is that important and a big deal?
Well, the reason that's important is for two reasons. Number one is you don't want to be your manhood sticking to your thigh. You don't want to be rubbing against your thigh. You don't want to be chafing and having that friction down there. But secondly, good support is very important. Women wear a bra for a reason. Gravity.
Good point.
Well, guys have gravity issues too.
Yes, gravity. All right. You know what? Forget it. I'm sitting here. I've got a package of this right in front of me right now. All right, here we go. I'm trying these on in the studio. Avert your eyes.
Avert your eyes. The window's open. It doesn't matter.
Here we go. Here we go. Talk amongst yourselves. All right. Give me a second here.
We're gonna have to call the police department because there's gonna be an accident out here. I don't want to see this.
Oh, I like the fabric.
No, hey.
Oh, it's very soft.
Stop.
Oh. Ooh.
It sounds like you have the bamboo model.
Who knew my manhood liked being isolated so much?
You don't have to see this. I'm glad you don't have that. I don't want to
see this. These are really nice.
Wow.
All right. So I know you can't do that with everybody, but okay, you got to try this.
it's got a drawstring, and it gives you adjustable support. And that drawstring comes down underneath your manhood, and picks everything up and kind of creates a pouch.
Yeah, I would apologize to the two other guys in the studio with me for the what they just had to witness. But I tell you what, they're going to want to try these on too. Maybe not this pair.
Definitely not that pair. And there's also a medical function to these as well. I mean, if you go into the medical tab, you know, with your wife and everything, I mean, post-surgery, incontinence, extra support, prostate cancer. So these actually are very helpful for people that are recovering.
Correct. We actually work with the American Urological Association, and we're actually recommended by a lot of urologists.
So, how do you market this? How do you get into this niche, and how do you get market share in the underwear? I mean, it's got to be everybody and their brother. Seems like you go into the store, and everybody's selling underwear. So, how do you get into this marketplace?
Well, we've been at it for about 2 years, and we've been really focusing on building the brand, largely through social media and internet marketing, reaching out to specific user needs and demographics. And then more recently, we're starting to attend shows like we did at the PGA show to introduce our products to the golf community. We had a fantastic PGA show, and we're really excited working with the golf industry because it's been pretty unanimous that this is a very good fit for this market.
Good fit, good pun. If you're not fortunate enough to walk by the window and actually see me wearing them, how can people find these, find out more about them, make a purchase, give them a try?
You can get them at ufmunderwear.com or supportyourmanhood.com.
Oh, two sites. I like it.
That's a cause we should all be able to get behind.
So are you guys sticking to online, or are you going into stores or going into golf shops? I mean, what's the tactic?
We expect to be available in many golf shops very shortly. If you go to our website, we have a store locator up there. There's only about a dozen places right now, but we expect that to change considerably in the next 3 to 6 months.
All right. Well, John, man, we appreciate you coming on. Great product. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. That's John Pulledon, Underwear for Men.
That was Radio Magic.